Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you. What's up, y'all? This is Don't Trip Podcast. You on back with your boys, David and Justice.
D and J, man.
Yeah, man. We living out here, Jay. We living out here, bro.
It's a good time.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
We're trying to get y'all the best content we can. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not, then thanks for coming back.
Yeah.
Today's segment. Sorry. I got the sniffles, bro. Y'all, I've been pushing through it. All right, today we got the regular for you, the don't trip questions. Get y'all that are tripping. We're going to get y'all right real quick. And we got the call-ins. Hopefully we can fit a couple callers in. Hopefully they'll answer. And then we got the simping or pimping. So we can get straight into the pickup lines, tell you if they're cool, if they're not cool. But let's hit this first question then. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question one. What are some things that guys like that girls do? Don't trip.
Don't trip. We got you.
What's some things?
That guys... What?
Guys like the girls do. So, okay, like, guys like, from jump, some things that guys like when girls text first.
Okay.
When girls text first. Oh, you know what guys really like the girls do? When you ask a guy, what nail color should I get? Because then you know you're really in there.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah. You don't like when girls ask you what nail color to get?
I don't really care.
So before you was talking to your girlfriend, and she asked you, she didn't ask you what nail color she get.
No, she did.
You didn't appreciate that she was asking you?
I mean, I didn't really care. Like,
okay, I feel like that's something girls only ask either their girlfriends or a guy that they cares about their nails.
I guess it is like a significant like sign
that
they like care about what you think.
Yeah,
but like,
you didn't really like think of it like that.
Nah.
Okay, respect.
Nah, I didn't.
Okay.
But texting first.
Texting first.
Yeah, so you don't got to start the conversation every time.
Yeah.
When they shoot their shot.
When they shoot their shot, that's a good one.
What else?
I'm adding nail color to that. That's three right there.
This anytime a girl takes initiative.
Initiative?
Yeah.
Initiative's called.
Because it's like, as a dude, yeah, like I always want to like take initiative or whatever. But like after a while it gets kind of boring. Like you gotta step up and bring something too.
Yeah, I feel that.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel
that. Because sometimes it feels like they're not matching your energy. If that's you true. Always gotta be the one to like to set the tone, then it's kinda like it's kind of draining.
Yeah, and as a man, I feel like I always want to set the tone, but it is nice when someone else sets the tone because right. I'm always gonna put if I want something, I'm gonna try to get that thing. Like I'm not ever gonna step back. But when someone else really shows that they want me as well, it gives that reassurance that you are actually into me or you're really digging me like that.
Yeah, for sure.
But another thing is when girls have like aspirations and goals, right?
Yep.
So if some girl comes up to me, I feel like girls think the same thing for guys. A girl comes up to me and says, like, not even that she doesn't know what she wants to do, just that she doesn't want to do anything, like type thing. I get trying to figure out your life and stuff like that, but if you just plan on doing nothing, like, don't
well,
even.
What girl is really sitting there going to answer that question and be like, oh, nothing? Like, what do you want to do with your life? Nothing.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. But I feel like I can tell. I can tell if you
I want. Think if they're actively pursuing what they want to do.
Actively pursuing what they want to do.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's attractive like, when they're active.
Yeah. You could say you want to do something all you want, but if you're not doing nothing, just being a bum, sitting on the couch and not being active about it.
Or even saying you want to do something and then not putting in the effort. Like you're doing it, but it's not like you're like half doing it. You
exactly. Feel
me? Like you're not putting all of you into whatever you want to do. Like it don't matter what you want to do. If you want to be a fashion designer, if you want to be a doctor, you want to do whatever.
Right.
But you're skipping class or you're not.
That's also in all aspects of life, too.
That's very true.
Like, if they say they're going to do something and they don't do it,
yeah,
that's not really a good quality to have in a partner.
That follow through. I feel that. No. We don't want that. Anything else? That's just a couple things that guys like the girls do. Guys like when you cook for them because nothing beat that meal, bro. Nothing beat that meal.
Yeah.
That's dope. I can't really think of anything off the jump. If we come up
I
with
just
anything
think like us. There's nothing beats a supportive girl.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what you do in your life, if you, you know, want to chase your dreams and you got to, I don't know, take a risk to do it, if she sticks by your side and supports you through that, that's the best feeling. Just knowing you got someone that's going to rock with you regardless.
I feel that. And I feel like support, though, I feel like you got to support them in the right way. Because some people need support, like, by you saying, like, oh, you got it, blah, blah, blah. Some people need support by, like, oh, I'm proud of you. Some people need support by you just being there, like, just being there by their side type thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like you need to hit the right support because some people think, Like if you are supporting or telling them what to do, be like, okay, you want to do this, go do this, go do this. They'll think you're pushing them or something like that.
Right.
To be too much. I feel like you just like got
to find, change yourself.
Yeah, like, something like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like you got to be supportive in the right way type thing. But I feel sure. support is a good one. Guys yeah. loves, everyone loves a supportive person. You got to support your girl and her dreams too. So, all right, that's a good one. That's a good one. Next question is, we should have hit this on the group one.
What's good?
Why do guys act different when girls walk in the room?
Don't trip.
We got you.
They trying to carry
they
themselves.
They trying to show out, yeah. bro. They really think they like that.
They trying to carry themselves in a certain way
yeah.
that they think will come off as attractive to her.
Yeah, and guys that do that are like looking for that assurance that they're that maybe not even the alpha male, but they're the one that the girl would want if she was to choose somebody, right?
Yeah.
Or he's trying to bag the girl and putting this is a sign that like that's not the homie for real. Unless he gets permission, like have you seen you've seen the Fresh Prince? They do this thing called the chivalry joint, right? Uh-huh. It's a pickup line type thing. So Will's like, hey, do the chivalry joint. And then he's like, bro, I'm working. Do the chivalry joint. He's like, all right. So bro, like sends his friend. He's like, hey, sweetie, how you want to go out to eat? Like hella rude, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Will's like, I'm sorry. Is this man bothering you? And like stops him and puts him off to the side. And he's like, leave her alone. And he's like, I'm sorry for my gender. But can I get your number though? She's like, of course. Like that's different. Like if you acting like supporting your boy, that's different. But if you're just acting like a fool, when the girls come around, like, oh, look, I can do this.
Yeah,
oh,
trying to stand out. Yeah,
bro, my Lamborghini's backed out back. What do you mean? Bro?
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Just be yourself.
Exactly.
That shows how insecure a person is when they switch up, when certain people get around. Like, certain people get around.
Facts.
They're not confident with themselves. They don't know if they want to be accepted by everyone, so therefore they switch up.
Yeah.
And
some not gonna cap too. Some guys don't know how to act around girls. We need to hit that in an episode because some of y'all really do not know how to act around girls. Like, I don't know if
crazy.
You didn't have sisters or if you just didn't went to an all boys school. But when a girl comes around, they forget to talk. They forget how to talk. They forget how to walk sometimes. Like, it's crazy. Like, I get it. Pimping ain't easy.
Right, but you
don't have to be pimping. You just have to be normal. Like, you don't need to be saying out of pocket stuff, trying to do extra stuff. Like,
exactly.
Just be a gentleman. Be yourself. Be yourself. And then I think it'll work out the best.
Yeah, if you want her to like her, just be yourself.
Yeah.
She really gonna like you for who you are.
Yeah. And some do like at the some dudes really be the I don't know what to call them, but they be like the ones that are like, oh, where the girls at? When the girls come in.
They booty hole.
Yeah,
they
booty hole tighten up the sphincter.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. So I mean
every friend group has that person though.
Everybody. And like, bro, you didn't invite no girls to the party, the girls walk in. Oh damn! They're kind of intimidating. And you want to talk to them? Go talk to the girls. Go dance on the girl, bro.
Right.
You go dance with the girls. You was just asking for the girls. What you talking about? Like, but yeah, every friend group does have one of them. If your friend group got one of
but
them,
but it's okay. Maybe they're a little shy.
Yeah, they're a little shy. You just got no game. But if you don't have one of them, coach your boy up.
Right.
Coach your boy up. Be like, bro, when these girls come in, just say hey.
Yeah.
Start with a hey.
Yeah. Just throw him a lob.
Yeah. There you
throw
go.
Throw him a lob so he doesn't have to. Like initiate it, like
yeah,
they coming
yeah.
up to him type shit.
When you learning how to dunk, learning get a lob is way easier than going straight yourself, bro.
Oh,
a lob, get him ready. You feel me? Everyone can get a lob dunk. You can't dunk by yourself though.
Right.
All right. So we're gonna get into this next segment. We got the callers, so we're gonna hit our first caller of this episode. Blessings. Hello, you're on with Don't Trip Podcast. Please don't hang up on us.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Yo,
what's happening?
What's good, fellas?
Yo, we struggling out here. Everyone thinking we prank calling him or something, but you answered, so we can help you out.
I just called back, and I was like, yo, what? And then it was like, state your name for Google, and I'm like, oh, no,
Hey, did we leave you a voice message?
You didn't, but...
Oh, your voice.
It's all good. All
right, say less. What we here now? What you got for us? What's your question or scenario?
All right, bro. So this is what's happening, all right?
Yep.
So me and my right, been together 10 months now. But, you know, we haven't done the do. So my question is, can you fall in love with Shorty without physical touch or the physical aspect of a relationship?
All right,
don't trip. We got you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you can too, bro. How you feel about her now? Like, how long y'all been dating again? Sorry.
10 months. We vibing. You know, I'm in the military. She doing her college thing.
Yeah,
we're just vibing. The vibes are like immaculate. Like, I love being around her and stuff like that. But I'm always, I grew up with like physical attraction and stuff like that. So now it's hard to cross over to the emotional side.
Okay.
Right.
Understand.
But the emotional connection is strong.
Yeah, it's immaculate, bro.
Good, bro.
Vocabulary.
Yeah, I think that's all that matters. And when you guys do take the next step, it's just going to make your relationship that much stronger.
Yeah.
Okay.
So y'all doing long distance or what?
We're like 4 hours, but she just went to Rhode Island and I'm about to go to Hawaii. So
you,
that's about to be long.
Yeah, that's long distance. How you feel about that?
Honestly, I don't know, because I've been trying to get Hawaii as like a duty station for a minute now. And she knew that. And I'm like, yo, like, it'd be nice if you like followed me or whatever. Like, I'm not going to make you, but I'm like, you have your own dreams and whatnot.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't feel like she put my dreams in like perspective of hers, you know?
Yeah. My advice to you, like, long distance ain't for everybody, no cap to you. I'm gonna be straight up with you. It's hard. 10 months, right. You said that the relationship is strong. I mean, if you're gonna leave her, you need to make sure that you trust her 100%. Like, yeah. No, there's no doubt in your mind that she is not messing around, that she loves you, that she'll wait for you type thing. And if all those are true, then you don't need the physical. Like, you don't need the physical. You are not going to have the physical. You're going to be hella far away.
It's not
going to
be
an
option.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's going to help the long-distance relationship, though. Like, you guys are going to be so strong emotionally that even the distance between you is not going to phase you.
Type.
Which is good.
Right.
Yeah, so if you got a good one. Oh, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
That's what I've been feeling, too, that the emotional side is strong enough that distance ain't got me a thing.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Yeah, for sure. Did you, like, have you guys had a conversation about it? Like, if you guys, like, are going to continue to see each other when you guys move or what?
So, her brother works at the airport in Boston, and he gets, like, deals and stuff. But she's like, if you can't make it to me, I'll try to make the effort to you, and then vice versa. So, she's like, no matter the distance, we'll figure out a way to stay in touch and all that good stuff.
That's good. As long as the effort's reciprocated between the two of you,
it's
going to work out. It can't be, like, long distance cannot be a one-sided thing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
But don't trip. But in closing, bro, that's what we got for you. Because if you just make sure she don't take no steps back and take back for what she said. Like, she's like, oh, I can't see you this one time. Like, 5 times in a row. Then you might get a couple red flags. Just keep out for them red flags. But the physical don't need to be there if the emotional is there. And y'all wedding night, that bing bang blow about to be great, my man.
Yes, sir.
So sure, wait on man. It.
All right, thank you, gents, man.
Of course.
I love y'all. I tap in every day, every chance I get.
Hey,
TikTok, everything.
Yo, we appreciate that support, man.
We appreciate it. We coming out with some new stuff. You probably like it too. It's gonna be funny.
Yes, sir. I put you on to all my military friends, all of that. So
we love it.
Listeners here.
Yeah, give a salute to those boys for me, and then
we're
gonna keep it coming.
Yeah, we appreciate your service too as well, man.
Hey, no problem, dog.
All right. Have a good one, bro.
You as well, man. Have a great night.
All right.
Captain America now, appreciate their service.
Appreciate it, man. You got to.
Look at you. Yeah, we honoring over here. Appreciate y'all out there. All right, we're going to move to our next segment. We got some simping or pimping. God, that's so smooth. You saw that.
Yeah.
All right, simping or pimping. This segment is pickup lines. We're going to see if they're cool or if they're not cool. If they're not cool, you're going to get a simping. If they're cool, you're going to get a pimping. Neither of these are guaranteed to work. It really, you have to have the confidence in the approach. Honestly, I could probably use some of these simping lines and it would work. No cap to you. You could probably use some of these simping lines if it would work. You say them right, they can still work. But in our professional judgment, these are simping or pimping. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. All right. If you have an argument, go leave us a comment. Go argue with us. Probably will argue back, but we'll see it. We'll see it. Maybe take it.
Send your pickup lines.
Yeah, send your pickup lines in. But the first one is, this must be a museum because you truly are a work of art.
Simping.
I thought it was simping until I said it. Like, I feel like if you said it smooth, that could be cool. And if you're in like the right environment. But if you just said it like a goofball, hey, this must be a museum. You look at a work of art. What? Damn, I said it. I haven't said the M word in so long. Damn. Okay. Yeah, but why do you think it's simping? Go ahead.
Because it's soft.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about an art museum.
Yeah.
Soft.
Soft.
Therefore, simping.
But you think about it. You gotta use it to shorty's liking too. Because Girls, what if you're hitting an art major? Right there, you just hit what her one thing that would beg the girl.
Pause. Yeah. How do we know she's an art major?
I don't. We're using this.
It's gonna say it in her bio.
No, we picking it. I'm using this pickup line at the art museum. I'm not using it nowhere else.
What if she got drugged there?
Drugged there?
Yeah, she don't want to be there.
I hate art with a passion.
I'm supporting my friend.
Damn. All right. Next line. I ain't no ghost, but I could be your boo. Simping. What did you think of when you heard that line?
Casper.
Yeah. Like the little boy. None of us are thinking about man. Y'all picking up no girls. He thought of Casper the ghost,
yeah,
bro. And that little boy.
Boo.
Yeah, that was not smooth. No. And what you think about like calling someone your boo? Is that like something you do?
Yeah.
Boo?
Yeah.
Boo thing. I feel like boo's, I don't know. I just never used that nickname before.
Yeah.
Is it just something like you?
I don't like.
It just came out one time or you like.
I won't say it to them. It's kind of like something I text.
Oh, thanks, boo. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, for sure. I feel that.
Because like, I feel like sometimes you can like overuse the word like babe.
Yeah.
Like, comes too much.
Okay. So you're just trying to change that a little
bit. Yeah.
But yeah, we simping on that one. That was simping. No cap to you. But how much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice. Simping.
I feel like that one is ancient.
Ancient?
Yeah.
I've never heard it before.
You haven't?
No.
That one's.
It's
my grandfather probably used that on my grandma.
Hey, that means it's pimping. It worked, right? Come on now. Don't play. Come on. All right. Yeah. But that's one that's been used a little bit. And it's kind of corny. It's like.
It is.
Like. Enough to break the ice. How are you? You got to shake your hand, all that stuff. It's not like she's not going to think you a smooth criminal off that. Like,
right.
It's not pimping.
Enough to break the ice.
How are you? Like, if you see that the that meme that came out of the dude talking to the girl in the pool, and he's like, oh, you see, like, it's always racist. It's kind of racist, whatever. But, like, race involved. But he's like, oh, yeah, I love Michael Jackson. Hi, my name is John, or something like that, or something that relates to their race. And it's just something like corny. It's not something smooth. It's just.
I don't know what you're talking
You don't know?
About.
I'm going to show you after this.
All right.
But it's funny. All right. Next one is, I was wondering if I could be Nike. You could be McDonald's. Because I'd be doing it. And you'd be loving it. Pimping. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
Hey, that's smooth. No cap. Show you my McDonald's. So I feel like you lose her in the first part. But. Ain't gonna pick it up. That's smooth. That's two of the best.
Just do it.
The two biggest franchises in the world, probably.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And those pick 'em lines, because
everybody would know that.
You'll be loving. I'm finna be doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, he can throw it down. You can just relax. Dude, he gonna do all the work. Come on now, just relax. All right, that's our last pick up line for today. But we gonna get to these last two questions, right?
All right. Give me some heat, man.
All right. I don't think we got that heat like that. All right, we gonna see what it is. Should I tell the person I'm talking to if I hooked up with someone else? Don't trip.
We got you. All right, so they're talking.
They're talking.
Therefore, she's not obligated to do anything.
Not obligated, but should she?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I agree, you shouldn't either.
It's none of their business.
I'm just saying, if you care enough, if they find out from you not telling them, then you shouldn't have done it. You know what I'm saying? Because if they find out, you should be like, we're just talking. It's not a big deal.
Right.
But if they find out and they get mad at you and you're upset about it, then you probably shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. It was
more serious. If you're scared to tell them about it, yeah, you shouldn't have done it.
Yeah. So I say, honestly, if you're just talking, you're just vibing. Like, you have no obligation to tell that person. If you want to tell them after, you can tell them whatever you want to after that I hooked up this person. They can do as they please. But the past is the past. And until we started dating, like, you're not cheating on anybody. You're not stepping out on anybody. So.
Right. Unwritten rules.
Unwritten rules. Okay. So... have you ever been, like, talking to someone, and then, like, during that, you were also, like, messing with someone else?
Yeah, but, like, I was real particular, like, who I was messing with physically.
Okay.
So only one physically
at
a time. Like, I could be, like, over here Snapchatting or texting whoever.
That would be the worst, and bro. When you was, like, chilling with a girl, and then someone else hit you up.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I kind of want to reply to this.
Kinda.
And I need to reply to this right now.
Yeah.
Nah.
Or they're going to get kind of suspicious. But I that was like my number one rule.
Yeah.
Because I only be physical one person at a time type.
I feel that.
Just like.
So if you got physical with another person, you kind of cut the old one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No. But back to the other point, bro. I was literally, because you know how when girls catch you texting someone else, or like, even if you texted me when I was with a girl, they'd be like, who are you talking to? Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Get all annoyed and everything.
Yes.
Sometimes it's valid. I'm not going to care to you. Sometimes it's valid, especially when you're talking to somebody. Like, I'll be chilling and then shorty hit me up and I'm just like,
swear.
Bring the phone a little bit higher so she can't see it. Not right now. Back in the day. Because
honestly, back in the day, bro, I would just sit there and my phone's right there and I don't care.
Yeah.
If it go off, it go off. That's why I'm saying the whole I'm not obligated to do anything.
Yeah.
And I set the boundaries from the jump.
When you're with a girl, do you have your phone not nowadays, but when you're with a girl, do you have your phone facing up or down?
I would always have it up. I don't have anything to hide.
I put that joint straight down. Nothing needs to be seen. Why are you looking at my phone like that? You know, see it myself. If it vibrated, vibrate. Let it vibrate.
Almost can go through it if she wants.
Really?
Yeah.
She want to get hurt.
Yeah, caution to her feelings.
Go to the bathroom, throw up.
I advise you not to, but
Sick to her stomach.
Right. That was back then.
Back in the day. When we was young boys. We wasn't even pimping. I only have
a password on my phone now for safety reasons.
Yeah.
Just in case I lose it and someone tries to get into it. Yeah.
That's the only reason. I feel it. All right. Can not having enough money be a barrier to approach girls? Don't trip.
We got you. What do you mean? It's stopping you from talking?
Either stopping you from talking to girls or stopping you from being able to get a girl, not having enough money.
Okay.
I think the second one. Stopping you from not being able to get a girl if you don't have enough money.
Okay. If it's that, then you're trying to get the wrong girls.
Okay.
Because I think then they don't have they priority straight type.
Types up. But I feel it can definitely be a barrier because it's going to stop you from getting the type of girls that maybe you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And not looking at their intellectual or other factors. You're just looking for people that want money. Because there are some leather-headed pretty girls that don't just care about money.
Right.
And you're just looking at the ones that do. And that I'm saying it's a barrier.
But you can't tell by their looks, though.
Yeah, you can't tell by their looks. But once you talk to them, if you keep pursuing that girl and you know you don't fit in her lifestyle that she wants to live by, it's definitely a barrier stopping you. Because if you had that money, there would be no barrier. You'd be able to bag her.
Right.
But
I don't think that that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
You know what I'm saying? That's her loss at the end of the day. If money really...
It might not be her loss.
Why?
Because some girls have
what if they're vibing on an emotional connection? Then she realizes he can't provide the way she wants him to financially.
Yeah. I don't always necessarily see that as her loss. I get it. You need to vibe with someone emotionally. But financials is big for some people.
It is. It should be.
Yeah, it's important. But I'm just saying a lot of people vibe on a level. And then if there's you can't live up to what they want, you don't want to be with that person because they're always going to be unhappy. You feel me?
Right.
I would, even if you vibe on a good level, we're a good match, but you're used to getting Louis Vuitton, Cartier, Gucci, whatever else I can't pronounce, right?
Yeah.
And then I can't give that to you. If someone else comes and gives that to you, that's when usually cheating happens, or we're just going to live a miserable life. She's going to talk to her friends. I can't get you this. My husband can't get me this. My boyfriend can't get me this. You're getting spoiled, all that stuff. So
she might not view it as her loss.
Yeah.
But I think it is.
Okay.
Because then she's sacrificing a good connection, which I think is harder to find than a person that can buy you stuff.
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
We can go out here on the strip, and I promise you, we can find 10 people that are in the Gucci store, in the Louis store, buying designer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they probably, I don't know how many people are there that you can make an emotional connection with.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
That's facts. Because people be judging just based off, when we walk in this hotel, bro, they don't expect us to come and record this. When they come see us in the studio, they probably wow, why? Those are the guys we thought was causing trouble or whatever, right? And girls, when they see, have you seen all them videos that went the Lamborghinis or whatever, the gold digger prank?
Yeah.
Those, obviously they're fake, but it's no cap too. If you saw someone walk to something after you just rejected them, money really be changing people's eyes. Money is the root of all evil. They just want that. Have you seen that calculation that the dude does a calculation that says money's root of all evil, and then at the end it says women equal problems? It was a whole long calculation, and it made sense.
Yeah. Bruh. It's true, bro. Money's, it's crazy.
Yeah. Not the woman all problems thing. The money is the root of all evil.
Yeah. The money is the root of all evil. That shit's facts, bro. No facts. It's legit facts. And that's why when you ask the question, would you rather be with a girl who is ugly and rich or beautiful and poor, I'm picking the beautiful over poor any day because the money, I don't need it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's not where my happiness comes from. It don't come from money.
You know, it'd be interesting if we asked people, would you rather be with someone who's attractive, rich, or someone who you have emotional connection with
and poor? Oh. That one's deep.
We'll hit that another time, though. We'll hit
that
another time.
That one's deep.
That's a deep one. All right, that's the end of this episode of Don't Trip. Thanks for tuning in with your boys. What you want? I feel like I always close. You can go.
Make sure you tap in with the socials, man. The YouTube, Instagram. Uh-huh. Shoot, we need to get it popping on Twitter, man.
I always forget. Twitter.
Yeah, the TikTok, man. Go crazy in the comments. Submit your questions on IG. That's what we're going to get to.
Look at Stephanie. Hey, but thanks for tuning in. Don't trip.
We got you.